chill for hours last night and we made it nowhere. Let's talk about buffets. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Buffet chat. You know, any chance we can have to talk food, we are here for it.
We're doing it. We're just not doing it at the Old Country Buffet, and I don't think we're going to be doing it at Golden Corral anytime soon,
like,
but we'll get
ever?
To that. No. I'm sure it'll be in our future, but here's the thing. I saw an article. It's actually, this article originally appeared in May, but then we can fast forward to today. But the article at the time begged the question, is it safe to eat at a buffet restaurant when and if they reopen, according to health experts? And of course, a lot of it is very predictable, I imagine, if you were to contemplate what a buffet experience would be like. In most cases right now, it's probably, at least for us here in Minnesota, it probably wouldn't be a good idea, right? Especially in the Twin Cities, for a number of reasons. You can imagine people in the same place sharing the same utensils. Buffets typically are like, you show up, you get the big scoop. It's always grossed me out, actually, even though I'm obsessed with buffets. It's always kind of grossed me out, and I carry my own hand sanitizer, that you have to use all of those utensils, those shared big scoopy scoops. And I don't know that even when things go back to normal and there's a vaccine, if that's ever going to happen, and who knows, but let's just imagine a world where that does happen. You would still hesitate, I think, before you would ever grab that big warm spoon in the mac and cheese.
Oh, okay. I do just want to say this. Also, number one, the words big warm spoon. Please let us.
It's my band name from high school.
No, that's disgusting. Secondly, one thing I think this pandemic has done is alerted us to be reminded of the fact that germs are a thing.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere. Right. So even when we get this all sorted out. And I'm saying when, because I'm an optimist, when we get this all sorted out, it's not going to change the fact that germs are a thing. So we're always going to have to confront germs. So to your point, I think we're all just aware that now grabbing the big warm spoon is
it's a potential germs. Vector for the transmission of, you know, bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those bacteria can be good. You know, good flora in your gut is a good thing.
You know, I want that in my Cavita.
Yeah, not necessarily. You're not licking spoons at the OCB. Okay, but here's the thing. So then I was thinking about Golden Corral, because that's kind of like the part two. Like, we had the OCB, and then a bunch of them here locally turned into Golden
Corral. Did you ever go to the Golden Corral?
We tried, and then there was a big long line, and I was like, look, I love a buffet, but I don't like a line. So we ended up going to my favorite, the beautiful Supermoon Buffet off... I wonder how those folks are doing, because surely they're not open.
The Supermoon?
Yeah.
Is that the one off 394?
Yes. Have you been?
Yes. Oh. I miss it every day.
So good.
I've never even been, and
what?
I hope I'm not going to miss
how
my chance
never
ever.
How have we never been?
Okay, look at me. How have I never been to the Chinese buffet?
Well, because
in my
your
life.
Husband. But you and
because
I,
my
I'm
husband
surprised...
doesn't think he likes Chinese food.
Yeah.
But he does when he eats it. He's incorrect. But yes, you and I have never gone, and now I'm mad at you for not bringing me.
Yeah, no, it's all my fault.
Thank
you. Add it to the list. But it got me on this rabbit hole of Golden Corral, because I was like, well, there are a bunch of Golden Corral restaurants around the country. I wonder what's going on there, right? Because now we're all in this weird place of, like, some people are doing some things. What is going on? Do you want to know what's going on at the Golden Corral?
What is going on at the Golden Corral?
So apparently they have open restaurants. So here's what they say. As we look to reopen dining rooms across the country, rest assured that we've implemented enhanced social distancing and sanitation measures in compliance with local and FDA recommended guidelines, blah, blah, blah. So they want you to know they're going to be safe and clean and happy.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have a list of open restaurants. And I'm going down the list. And I'm like, holy buckets. There are a lot of open restaurants. I have, like, tons. And, in fact, it says Minnesota.
Well, how are they going to...
I don't know. Am I reading this wrong? It says as of August...
No, it looks like it's open.
August 13th, 2020. And now here's what I thought was interesting. In the different states, it lists where it is, right? State, city, address, phone number, and their service model. And this is what I imagine is being affected by coronavirus. Some of them are cafeteria style. And I wonder if that's either because that's the way they've always been. And put a pin in cafeterias in a moment. Put a pin in cafeterias now. We'll get back to it in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's cafeteria style, family style, and buffet. I believe cafeteria style, as you would imagine, people on the other side of the line handing you food. So you're right. Not scooping your own mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm actually, like, while you're saying this, kind of half watching their video.
Yeah.
Their 2-minute, 50-second video telling you how to utilize the buffet now. And that's the first thing they say. We serve you buffet.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. But then also listed is family style, which I imagine is that thing where they bring out big, like, tranches of food
yes.
to your table. And you just dig in.
Yes.
Oh, I'm hungry.
They call that endless entrees.
Mm.
That's what the Golden Corral calls it?
That's what I'm seeing.
So this fascinates me. So if I go down the list to Minnesota.
This is what I think is fascinating to you. May I just read between your lines?
Yeah.
Because being enthusiastic buffet lovers, yeah. like you and I are.
Yeah.
We also don't want to be troubled to have to get up and go get more.
I want the family buffet style.
I want it to come to me.
Yes. Don't make me get, but
bring me my
but
buffet.
Like I did with Jason Matheson, I think it's probably been about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. We went to his, actually, I think it was for his, it was a milestone birthday.
It anyway. Must have been his 30th or 35th.
Oh, God.
Could it have been?
Maybe not then. I don't know. But
it was a birthday.
But we went to Mystic Lake Casino for crab legs because he loves the crab legs. And he went to go get desserts and I would yell at him from across the way. Hey, can you grab me a this? And he would hold up the dessert, because you know how they have like yeah. 50 different kinds?
Yeah.
And he would hold each one up and I'd be like, no, not that one. Can you imagine doing that in the coronavirus?
Fuck no.
No, don't touch that. Anyway.
You touch it, you take it.
Back to Minnesota. I'm looking at the list of Golden Corral and it looks like there are two. Maple Grove and mm-hmm. Maplewood. And they are both listed as buffet. So I am curious if anybody in our audience, feel free to email us or drop us a line on Twitter, if you have like gone to a buffet restaurant in coronavirus.
Also, in some areas, they have the on-the-go drive-through.
Oh my God, you can get how do you do a drive-through buffet, though?
I don't know.
Do they just give you like a styrofoam box of like one of everything?
I don't know.
Or you just make multiple loops. Just
yes, keep you just keep looping around. That's like, what I want. Like, just get in the corral and just go.
Go park for a minute, eat, or, get back in
exactly.
line, and roll back around.
You know what would be awesome good. Is if you had an app on your phone, right, that's connected to a video hookup mm-hmm. on a server's, like, they have a camera on their forehead.
Okay.
And they're just going down the line.
However fast this has come to your brain, I'm enjoying. Go.
And then you just, you know, the server's just staring at yeah. the line.
And you're like, yes.
And you're like, yes, a scoop of that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope. I'll like take a piece of white meat.
Yep, I want that, but make
chicken.
Sure it doesn't touch the other thing yep. that you
can
just
can you get me
scooped?
The edge of the potatoes because I really like the crispy part.
You have your own buffet artist.
Yes.
Who like just right? rolls down the line and gets you exactly what you want.
Your own robot type person.
Yes. I love this.
I'm all for this.
Guys, I think that we have a winning strategy. It's our $1 million idea.
I still
idea.
Am actually blown away that Minnesota, that there's a buffet restaurant in Minnesota no. you can go to. Super I mean, I'm not excited. Ready to go. I would do a takeout situation, or maybe even like, could they do like a parking lot experience? You know, like put the line out, have some people out there scooping, and you just roll up with your styrofoam.
Wouldn't that be great? Just hand it out the window, and they just scoop onto it, and you just roll like
yep,
to just, put it in neutral yeah, and just sort of do a slow roll through.
It'd be perfect.
You're like, oh crap, I.
Don't break too fast. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, quarantine lifestyles of the rich and famous. We're going to visit the birthday party of one Kylie Jenner after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, we love to check in with the rich and the famous to hear how their quarantine is going on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And it's time for some quarantine lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Quarantine of the rich and famous.
Okay. That's our open.
That's the open.
Yeah, that's all you
get. Hey,
today.
Really quickly before we get to that, I want to tell you about the quarantine of the not so rich and famous. We got an email from our friend Max who said, "Hey guys, in St. Cloud there's a steakhouse." This refers to the segment we just came from where we talked about buffets in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's a steakhouse called Bonanza that has their soup and salad bar open. It's smaller than before and it's a one-way street with plastic gloves being required. Mm. It's half as big as it used to be.
Huh.
Just so you know.
Yeah, right. We also did get another email from somebody who said, I've gone to multiple buffets during this. Multiple Chinese restaurants, Pizza Ranch buffet,
yep.
No problems whatsoever.
They had callers that they had gloves at Pizza Ranch just there at the end. Huh. Put your new gloves on. But do you trust people to put the gloves on
or
police that?
Welcome to 2020. I don't trust anybody.
True.
So
I also just am curious, like, I would imagine if you're out... if you're in like maybe a county that has maybe less dense populated areas, mm-hmm. you could probably make a case where people are comfy doing that. I just don't know that I would be comfy going to like, you know, downtown and like hitting up the Fogo de Chao.
Oh, no.
Although I don't know, they might be open.
Listen though, the one thing they do wonderfully right at Fogo de Chao is they just bring that meat right to your plate.
Mm. They would have to do it from 6 feet. That spear would have to be 6 feet long.
And just launch it. Just launching meat at you.
Slice it right down.
Did they happen to have a meat slicer and thrower at Kylie Jenner's 23rd birthday dinner?
You know, it turns out they didn't, but thanks for asking because Kylie Jenner celebrated, and I don't know how we missed this, she celebrated her 23rd birthday, and it's actually totally as predictable as you would imagine. When I tell you all the words, you're going to be like, yep, those words all sound about right. Mm-hmm. So on Wednesday night, she posted Instagram stories of herself maskless, which, you know, they're going to judge her, out with friends at Nobu because, of course,
what?
Her favorite place is Nobu. Do you know what she likes at Nobu? Remember?
Sticky rice.
No, she just likes plain rice, I think, with, didn't she just like to put soy sauce on rice?
Yeah. That is trash. Not generally speaking, I'm not saying that rice with soy sauce is trash because this,
but like you're at Nobu.
This gal has done it before. But when you are at the premier sushi restaurant in the world, you don't get rice with some soy sauce.
Yeah.
That's when you eat like the sea bass cheeks or something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, I love how
she's mocking us.
Elle magazine is actually like taking her to task because I guess they're like every time they have an opportunity, they're like, she was maskless at Nobu eating rice. And they go, Los Angeles, for what it's worth, is under a stay at home order. The city has had very high coronavirus rates and is requiring its residents to wear masks in public whenever they can't keep 6 feet apart. So they're like taking every opportunity. But Kylie went on to have cake with her friends in a white crop top and a black jacket. Mm. And
I would expect nothing less.
And she was wearing, oh, wait for it, a very Kardashian garment. Would you like to?
A corset.
Yes, a $950 crystal corset. Thank you very much. And
I mean, listen, I'm not going to say it.
Oh.
I was just going to say, like, the place to wear a corset is at a restaurant where you're going to eat a whole lot. You know what I mean? It would just maybe, like, slow you down.
Yeah,
but I don't want to say anything pro-corset.
Yeah, no
so
pro-corset.
So pretend I didn't say
so
that.
So for those of you who don't know, the Kardashians, they're not just wearing these corsets as, like, you know, like a fashion statement. They're wearing them to, like, shape their body in different ways that they weren't meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And everything has like XXIII Roman numerals for 23 because she's 23. So her crystal corset had XXIII written in hundreds of Swarovski crystals, valued at about $950, as I said, of course. So this is just typical Kylie Jenner.
Can I just say something?
Also, the amount of face tuning / photoshopping on these photos is next level.
Can I just say something?
I mean, I hope, because otherwise we're going to have a really dead segment.
I love a birthday. I love to have them. I love to celebrate them. I love when other people have birthdays. Birthdays are great. What is it about the Kardashians that they celebrate every birthday
like it's
the most important birthday?
Because they're filthy rich.
I mean...
True.
It's just ridiculous, though. Like, it almost gets to the point where you're like, wow, you really think you're a gift to humanity.
Yeah.
At the point that you are like designing a special corset.
And she got these Swarovski crystals XXIII on her boob, her upper boob. What do you call that area?
I don't know. It's the boob. It's the upper boob.
It's her top boob.
We don't have like a...
There's not a special lady term for your upper boobal area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Bow the stern of the boob.
No, we don't do that. It's just all boob.
All boob.
The keel. No, that would be the other end.
And this is, you know, maybe you guys don't know this, but boobs really extend all the way into the armpit area. So a boob is, there's a lot of space.
A lot of boob.
You're welcome.
She did.
That's how women think, guys.
She thanked. Yeah, I'm sure you're thinking about the anatomy of your boob. She did thank God for another year. The blessings, the lessons. She's here for it all and thankful for each and every one of you. That means she's thankful for us. It was very kind of her.
She doesn't
to
even
stop
know.
What she was doing to say that she was thinking of us. 23.
I hate to take us off of. What's her name? Kylie Jenner's birthday. No, I'm serious. I hate to take us away from that, but I do have some breaking news.
Oh, what is it?
That I think you need to know, Bradley.
Okay, does it involve Zac Efron?
No, okay. It involves the place where you would be celebrating a birthday, Supermoon Buffet.
Oh my God, what?
Jamie sent us an email. She says, my boyfriend and I went to Supermoon Buffet the other weekend.
What?
Whoa. And they social distanced the tables, required masks everywhere other than your table, and you had to put on new gloves every time you went up to the buffet for more food. Quite a few people there, and everyone was following all the rules.
Figuring that out, I had no idea. I am living under a rock, people.
Now you know.
All right, we're all going for lunch tomorrow.
We have a show to do.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
But whatever. When we come back on the Colleen... I'm not even going to say it. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots. After this, on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots right here.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of...
Florida. And sometimes other places.
Like, for example, Florida.
Oh, well.
That's where we're going first, kids. I want to take you to Fort McCoy, which is just north of Ocala. Ocala? I don't know.
Ocala. Oh.
What?
I knew somebody once with that name.
With the name Ocala?
Yeah, after that place in Florida. Right, that's like enough. This trend. Sometimes parents like to name their children.
Where they had their baby, or they made their baby?
Yeah.
I'm gonna avoid the obvious jokes. So, but I will tell you about 48-year-old Paul Burke. He was pulled over Thursday night, and he was pulled over on Highway 316 near his home in Fort McCoy.
It's a great highway.
I just said you've never been.
Never.
Just north of Ocala, and he, he might have just been driving under the influence. Oof. Not good. Not good. Mm-mm. It's not good to do that. Don't do that, please. Don't drive drunk or under the influence. Now, that is not crazy, stupid, idiot status worthy, right?
Correct.
So now your job is to figure out what was crazy, stupid, idiot about the fact that he got pulled over driving drunk.
He was also naked.
No, because I can see a photo of him. He absolutely was not nude. He was not... shall we say, enjoying his company?
Okay. No. He was enjoying his own company.
That's a frequent flyer experience here on the Colleen and Bradley Show's Crazy Stupid Idiot segment. But...
was he doing something nasty?
No, he wasn't doing anything nasty. It's what he was on.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I don't mean drugs.
Oh, okay.
I mean what he was literally sitting on. It wasn't a vehicle.
Okay. He was sitting on a phone book. What's a phone book?
Like, how would you go?
Where would you
drive a phone book?
Oh, it was the thing that he was driving. I see. Oh, like a motorized recliner or something like that, because that's happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was driving a riding lawnmower.
On the highway?
In the middle of a highway.
Ugh.
Yep.
See, this is the mistake. And you know his reasoning. I don't know what he said, but his reasoning likely was, I can't get pulled over from riding the lawnmower.
This is so illegal.
What do we know, Bradley?
Here's what we do know. Mr. Burke, or Berkey, I don't know how he says his last name. He was riding atop a, excuse the mispronunciation, Husqvarna. Thank you.
Yeah,
wow. Who knew you were?
You have one of those?
Such a lawnmower.
I grew up running a golf course on all kinds of mowers.
Mm. So something tells me this is like a fancy lawnmower.
It's a high end one, absolutely.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well,
where did he find this thing?
He probably owned it, right? Anyway, he was driving his Husqvarna riding lawnmower in the middle of a freeway. Significantly, and this is probably the thing that tipped people off to the fact that something was amiss here, he was driving significantly below the 55 mile per hour speed limit.
Well,
something tells me the average miles per hour on that thing are what, like 12?
I don't feel like those suckers go very fast.
Right? Now, the police were
Grant, what would you say the top speed of a Husqvarna would be?
There are multiple models, but I'm guessing Florida, I'm just going to make an assumption, mid-end, probably 12 miles an hour max. Oh.
Yeah, so
10 to 12.
That would maybe
alert people.
Yeah.
He was gunning it down the middle of the freeway, somehow not getting run over. When they did finally catch up to him, it didn't take much at all.
Somebody walked.
They literally like, okay. He said he didn't have a driver's license and did acknowledge that, quote, I may have had a little bit too much to drink tonight. A
few Chardonnays.
And so then he did tell the cop, instead of performing the field test, just take me to jail.
You know what? That was a wise thing to say.
And then he exasperatedly motioned towards his ride and said, I'm on a lawnmower. Like, he knew the jig was up.
He's like, we can't make this anything but what it is. I'm drunk and I'm on a lawnmower.
I do want you to know that his rap sheet also includes grand theft, cocaine possession, forgery, and leaving the scene of a car crash. So this dude has been
he's had some low moments. Thank you. For our next story, we are going to Bucyrus, Ohio.
Ooh, I don't think we've been there before.
I don't think we ever have, because this article came with a pronouncer for Bucyrus, Ohio. Wow. We're going to go to a Burger King. And by the way, Bucyrus, in case you're like, I don't know where that is, it's halfway between Cleveland and Columbus. We're going to meet a 41-year-old woman by the name of Sunny Beach. And yes, that's her real name.
Sunny Beach. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't think she had a very sunny disposition on this particular day, because she arrived at that Burger King on Monday morning at 9 a.m. And she...
Oh, was she trying to get one of them Chris sandwiches?
No, actually, that was part of the problem.
Oh.
She tried to place her order, and what she was looking for
was...
What?
She wanted something that's not on the breakfast
menu.
Thank
you. She wanted something from the lunch menu.
I hope she wanted one of them chicken sandwiches.
No. She wanted a burger. She's doing it wrong. If you want anything off the Burger King menu,
you know,
it is one of those chicken sandwiches.
I do find it a little odd that you can't get a burger at Burger King for breakfast.
I agree with you, especially when burger is in the title. Like, I get McDonald's not offering burgers at breakfast time, right? Because their name is just McDonald's. It's not like burgers.
If you had put some sort of like a squirt gun in my face with like ink in the thing so that it would like ink all over me. And okay. So then I'd have to answer
admire
really
your commitment to
that.
No violence.
I guess I didn't know you couldn't get like just a plain burger at McDonald's or Burger King in the morning.
I guess I never thought of it because I'd never done that. Like, why? I don't know. But if you have a hankering for a burger at 9 o'clock in the morning,
like if you're a shift worker or something.
Yeah. Now, you know, you can't get one.
All right.
You
anyway,
don't get
well,
to
what
have
happened?
One. Oh, she got mad. She started swearing at them, at the Burger King people. She got a little bit physical. Someone called the cops, though, because Sunny was not being very sunny. She left before the cops came. However, they tracked her down, and it turned out that she also had an outstanding warrant from a previous incident. So they arrested her and brought her to jail. My feeling is if you're already wanted for something else, maybe mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah,
but and just see, order the croissant.
Usually those folks, that is, if you're on the run for something, that mean that indicates you were probably on a previous episode of Crazy Stupid Idiots. Mm-hmm. And if you're once a crazy stupid idiot, you're probably going to be a crazy stupid idiot again, right?
It's true. That's actually, that's a law.
Once a crazy stupid idiot, always
going to be one again.
Going to be one again. Okay. I am really excited to tell you this story because I think as a mother, you might have some opinions.
Okay, I'm going to get those all warmed up.
As a mother.
I'll get my mom opinions.
Children.
Warmed up.
Yeah. Put on your mom hat.
Okay.
And I want to tell you about Nicole Paris.
Okay.
Okay. Her son and a friend had gone for a long bike ride and then got tired on the trip home. They were like, oh, we just can't go all the way home on our bikes. We went too far.
I worry about this with my own children sometimes.
And then they they called mom.
Oh, that was nice.
And they said, okay. Hey, mom, can you give us a ride back home? So she reached the children and realized, oh, for crap. Oh, for crap. I don't know where she is, by the way. It doesn't matter. Oh, for crap. I can't get these kids and their bikes back to my house all in one fell swoop. So realizing that her car was not big enough for the juveniles and their bicycles, she came up with an idea.
Oh, dear.
This is where I want you to just, I mean, I feel like I know most people's
reaction.
Tell
me she crammed the bikes in the car and then put the kids on the hood or something.
I mean, that would be hilariously inappropriate, but no.
Okay, I thought it was crazy, stupid, idiot worthy, though.
That is very crazy, stupid, idiot worthy. But this, I think, I don't know. See what you think of this. She, quote, came up with an idea to place a towel in the car's rear hatch, which would then serve as a tow line for the children to hold onto.
I was afraid you were going to say this.
While sitting atop their bikes. What could possibly go wrong, Colleen?
Everything!
So, as described in the criminal complaint, her invention failed miserably when?
Oh, no.
What would you imagine happened?
I'm sure somebody lost their grip on the towel.
Yep, quote, lost his grip, her child did.
Oh, my gosh.
On the towel and fell off his bike. The boy's friend then proceeded, and I'm not laughing, I'm just like the absurdity that anyone thought this was a good idea. The boy's friend then proceeded to run his friend over with the bicycle.
Oh my gosh.
Thankfully, it was not the car, because that's what I would have worried about, is that the car stopped and the kid went under the car.
How old were these kids?
The kids, the complaint doesn't say how old the kids were or whether they suffered any injuries, but during an investigation, the son stated that he wanted his mother charged and would testify in court.
Oh.
I love that kid.
Gosh. No, that kid wins.
Yes. He's like, I want her to go to jail.
So you know what I like about this is as dumb as the mom is.
The kid's going to be a smart one.
The kid's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, who would have thought?
I believe the children are our future.
Who would have thought that was, I mean, can you imagine in 100 years of all the ways you would try? Because you, I know, Colleen, are a very crafty person. You'd be like, I'm going to come up with a solution. I kind of feel like in your wildest dreams, never would it include, hold on to the back of the car.
The solution would be,
leave the bikes.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, exactly. Or actually what I would probably do, because there would be a lesson in this for the children's. Let me just take the bikes. I'll bring them home. You guys start walking slowly. Because this is the lesson. You have to make sure that you have enough energy to get all the way out and all the way back.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're going to have to wait a little bit longer because this is what happens.
Yeah. But you're not going to like strap them to the...
But I'm certainly not going to be like, hey guys, hang on.
Yeah.
And then just pedal to the metal.
Let's be clear. Unlike her children, because again, we don't know their ages, but I feel like there was an age where I would have been like, this is so cool. Like riding on the back of your parents' car.
I mean,
holding onto a towel. Like I'm water skiing.
Only not.
Only not.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. Oh, geez. I just.
But his friend ran him over.
I just like to think, you know, whenever we hear these dumb stories about people doing dumb things like this, I like to think about what went through their heads. And at like, there were probably multiple occasions that you'd be able to think about this and go, this doesn't feel like a good idea.
Yeah.
And what do you have to tell yourself?
Also, I bet you could, yeah, I bet you could hear the mom saying like, oh, I'm going to go really slow.
Yeah, no. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, don't do that. You know, we've had some leftovers. One of the things I definitely want to get back to, Bradley, that we didn't get a chance to talk about. We have more details on Harry and Meghan's home.
Oh, yeah.
And I definitely feel like we need to talk a little bit more about what this house is all about that they've purchased in Santa Barbara when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Okay, so we didn't get to, we've learned more about Harry and Meghan's new mansion. And we haven't talked about these little details on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I just, the headline caught me and I thought, okay, fine, I'm in. In the U.S. Sun, the tabloid newspaper, Royal Flush. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle take out $9.5 million mortgage on a huge 9-bed, 16-bath pad with a stripper pole. And I was like, I'm in.
Of course they focus on the stripper
pole. Of course, but yeah. I love this. So I opened it up. First of all, the aerial photos of this place, it looks like a resort.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like, beautiful big pool. Of course, there's a tennis court, because
rich people play tennis.
They love tennis. It looks like there's a putting green. I mean, there's all, it looks literally like a resort. Anyway, this is this $14.5 million mansion. It has, like I said, a swimming pool, a theater, an arcade, a guest house. And they bought this back in July. But, you know, the unusual feature that they would like to tell you about the 14,563 square foot property on 5 acres of land, is that in the gym, it has a stripper pole. And I just, you know, I liked the idea of, you know, Prince Harry going back to his old Vegas ways.
Getting on that stripper pole?
Oh, I don't think he's the one getting on the stripper pole.
I think he makes Meghan Markle,
I mean,
take a twirl.
I don't know what they get up to, but I appreciated this. But other couple bits of information. Do you want to know what their property taxes are?
Oh, I'm sure a lot, right?
$288,000
a year.
It was this. Okay, so the records show, and we talked about this a little bit in the Dirt Alert earlier. It was bought by a firm called the Residential Real Estate Trust, and there are no names listed for the trust. However, it matches that of a previous LLC that Meghan had set up called Frim Fram Incorporated.
Which is like a totally, you know, rich person thing to do, right? Is like you buy your properties through an LLC, because very likely, I'm assuming, that shields us from seeing like where the money's really coming from.
And right.
I think there's been some discussion about who's footing the bill for this home.
Right. Now we get to my favorite part of any story, and that is what an insider is saying about this home.
Okay, what does the insider
say? Okay, ready? The insider says of Harry and Meghan's new home purchase, Harry and Meghan have settled into their new home, and they're still figuring things out. They hope when COVID lets up, their lives will become easier. They realize they need a big home with a lot of space for Archie, because they really can rarely leave the house due to their fame.
Like 18,000 square feet for one kid?
For the small child.
Yeah. Okay.
They've been worried about Archie because he's been inside so much during the lockdown and he's not interacting with other children. But everyone is reassuring them that they are doing a great job. Now, it gets better. Meghan wanted somewhere with a spectacular garden, and the house has a giant pool. They say the house is their sanctuary. Ready? Mm-hmm. She has been speaking about getting an easel to sit outside and paint.
Oh, God.
During quiet moments, she loves the California sunsets. Harry seems a little more relaxed. He's walking around the house in shorts and a t-shirt, unshaven, and he's friendly with the staff. They think he's adorable.
Oh, God, this is such trash.
He's particularly relaxed now that they have a full security team, and he's talked about how impressed he is by the team, who are former LAPD and ex-servicemen. They're still looking for a housekeeper. Sign me up. And hope to find
you
one.
You want to clean this house?
Not really. No. But I mean, if that was like all...
No. 9 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms.
They do hope to find one when the pandemic eases up. But they do have a staff who are sent out with a list for groceries. So don't worry. They're not going to the Erewhon by themselves.
So I put up a link at the end of the segment, which has a nice gallery view of the inside of this home. Ooh. It's beautiful. I mean, it's not my taste. It's not my style, but it has, I would take it in a heartbeat, right? But it has beautiful grounds. The arcade, it just looks very sort of like Bachelor, the TV show, not like the person.
Yeah.
Bachelor, Bachelorette-y, and that sort of like overly almost theatrical Spanish style.
Yeah.
It's obviously opulent and gorgeous, but like it just looks like, I don't know, some dusty old rich person's house. Like if you look at the
I don't know, I'd
arcade,
live in that.
Well, of course you'd live in
look
it.
Look at that playground.
But you would remodel the heck out of it.
I would. But look at that playground.
Yeah,
I guess that is a full-ass playground.
If you had kids, you'd be excited about that,
assume. Oh, my gosh. I would toss them outside in the morning and be like, don't come back.
Yeah. They have, like, a theater, but there's, like, lots of, like, window treatments, and it just looks like dust magnet everywhere, and there's, like, wallpaper.
Yeah, but you know what? You wouldn't even care if you had a staff.
But I do... The questions I have about this home are, and, you know, people would say, it's none of your business. But I'm just curious, like, who paid for the house and how they paid for it, because by all accounts, they mortgaged it. Like, right? They have a mortgage.
They did take out a mortgage. Of that $14.7 million, $9.5 million is a mortgage that they will be paying on.
Yeah. So one imagines, like, they both had money squirreled away and they put, you know, a big chunk towards it and then still decided to go ahead and keep a mortgage. Which, you know, goes against this idea that they're just taking money left and right from, you know, daddy. Because if that were the case, presumably he would have just paid for the whole thing. But as first homes go as a couple, I mean, not too bad.
Yeah. I mean, if that's your starter home, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Hey, can I address a little note we just got? Our friend Carla sent us a little Facebook message and said, are we ever having the Throwback Live again? We are aware that, yes, this is usually the segment wherein we do the Throwback Live. We depend on our friend Holly for that. And she's not able, we're not in a place where she's able to do that right now. So, yes, it will come back.
Yeah, it'll be back.
Don't worry about it.
It'll be back.
All the normal things that you know and love are going to come back. But we are in, you know, we're in a time where sometimes we have to make adjustments. And today this week we've had to make some adjustments. Don't worry, it's coming back. I can't tell you when, but it will. When we come back here at MyTalk 107.1, it'll be tomorrow.
Bye.
Lori and Julia are coming up next. Thank you for hanging with us today. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye.